This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
You've got passes to the Desert Rose Playhouse. Check out all the details at DesertRosePlayhouse.org. You've got a gift certificate for Maraca's Mexican Cantina and Grill.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maraca's.
Check it all out at Maraca's-restaurant.com. You've got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. Every Saturday, Mimosa Men, the all-male strip show at noon. Every Sunday, the bitchiest brunch, usually two shows, 12 p.m. and 2:30, some exceptions. American Idol's pianist Michael Orland, the first Thursday of the month, with some exceptions. And the Last Laugh Wednesdays with Max Mitchell. Last Wednesdays of the month. Various headliners and local comedians. All event tickets at OscarsCabaret.com. You've got a $50 gift certificate from Peaks at the top of the tram. They're open again. Details at PSTramway.com. Okay, Joey pals, as I promised, we'll start out our travel segment because we'll travel spiritually. So we say hello to one of your favorites. Hello, Lalo Tachikin.
Well, hello, Joy. Everybody.
Joy pals,
everybody.
What do we call you? A spiritual, what do we call you?
Well, normally it's clairvoyant. Because I see things and hear.
Yes.
So it's clear.
All of us can do that to a certain extent, but not to the extent that you do. I think I had Steve ask you for me the other day. I had a very strange day with a lot of vibes, messages, whatever they were coming to me. And I said to Steve, will you ask Lalo if he was getting any messages about me on Sunday? And he told me that you said you weren't. So it was all in my imagination.
I think he never asked me.
Oh, I'll kill him. No, I had a really bad day. And usually, and it was like a depression day. And I wondered if you'd gotten any feelings or readings about me. But it's over now, so never mind.
Never mind, yeah. But you look wonderful and happy as always.
Oh. And, you know, a little bit of depression makes you realize how nice it is when you get up the next morning and you can start over.
Then you appreciate life.
Yes.
It's like, well, you know, it's a short time, but then we have rewards and then life continues.
Yes. There's Steve walking around. We'll have to yell at him for not asking you the question. But here's a question from a Joey pal, because they really listened to you. This lady wanted to know if she could send a message to the other side. And I don't know if we've covered that before or not, because I retain only water.
You know, Joy, this, no, we cannot communicate with them, but because we are alive, and only the spirit has come to us and give messages to us. Only spirits, but not us to them.
Okay. Because when I'll ask you or one of our Joey pals or someone that Lalo's giving a reading to says, am I okay? What do you base that on? You're not asking their guardian angel, are they okay? You're listening for the guardian angel to tell you?
That's correct. You open to them, to the spirit, and whatever spirit come to you, to give you the message, it can be any different spirit. Sometimes it's your relative, but it can be another spirit.
Oh, wait a minute. It can be another spirit. But I thought I only had one guardian angel.
But we do have one guardian angel. Remember, we're born with a guardian angel. But then through life, we get different spirit is different.
Okay.
You know, we keep living and we keep communicating.
I don't think I ever got that. We keep receiving. Okay. So somebody kind of dials into Lalo Tachikin and you receive it, and you know, how do you know it's for me?
Well, because I'm channeling you. When I'm channeling the person, this person will come and talk to me about you. I mean, they know your spirit. They know your aura. They know. They can communicate.
My guardian angel sits on the right side.
Yeah, they always.
I just sort of slipped that one in. Yeah. You all play along at home. So the bad guys are on the left, huh?
No, no, really. It's a tricky question. Yeah. No, I don't think so. Yes. No. I know that it's on the right.
Yeah, my sweet little angel.
Always.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and, you know, I sleep with my TV on. And James Mason, the actor, was saying, and I can't bring it back now because I didn't really wake up, but he was saying, but I'm your guardian angel. And I thought, and this was 3 o'clock. Uh-huh. And you've always told me that my granny comes to me at 3 o'clock. And here's James Mason on the television saying, I'm your guardian angel. I'll look it up later and tell you what movie it was. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. It's coincidence.
It's just coincidence?
Yes.
It wasn't granny impersonating James Mason?
I don't think so. That's what you think.
We're laughing, Joey pals, because, yeah. But things like this happen to me all the time. Little, I call it a sign.
Oh, because you always wondering and thinking. But different.
Did you say drinking?
No.
Thinking. Now tell me, is there any, so we answered our dear, let's go resume our regularly scheduled programming. Our question from a Joey pal, can she, through you, send a message to someone on the other side? And you said no. Okay. We had another question. What impact does Halloween have on spirits, if any?
What impact have Halloween? I don't think this is an no impact, because this is a tradition. Tradition of us to make, like, Christmas, Halloween, and other events, but nothing to do with Halloween, no.
Because Christians who are more up on this stuff than I am say it's a pagan thing and we shouldn't celebrate it at all, but none of us knew that before we started decorating with tarantulas. I have a tarantula on my piano.
You know, it's a beautiful tarantula. It's huge.
Posed right over Steve Canole's head.
Yeah. Joy's house is decorated beautiful for Halloween. You can't believe this house.
Are you, but I know you. Have you already started Christmas?
Yeah, I've almost finished. Almost finished.
Ho, ho, ho. How many days does that take you?
About 40 days.
40.
This time, 40 days.
Did your family come up and help you?
No, because they cannot cross yet. I think November 10, they will be able to come
from Mexico
after 2 years waiting. So thank God.
Well, we went there to see them.
Yeah, we went to see them. Remember, it was fun.
They didn't decorate anything for us. How long does it take you to take down Christmas?
About 3 weeks.
Three sevens. Less time to take it down.
Yes, because it's quick. You know, that's desperation, not taking them.
Did you add something this year? Last year you had a new nativity scene, or maybe that was 2 years ago. I've lost track.
Every year is different because, you know, your mind works different ways every time. So you inspire different ideas.
Now, Halloween, there are no spirits. It's not like the Addams Family on television. What happens at Christmas time? Do the angels celebrate in a different way in heaven, or not at all, or does anything change?
No, they, according to my gift and studies, no, they're not celebrate. Mm-hmm. They just go to God and they're around. But
every day is Christmas.
Every day is a routine for them. Everybody's, it's good, but not specific.
Many times here at my house, I was over at the front door going into my bedroom, and I saw a puff, a wisp, and I thought, it's that scarecrow I've got outside. But it wasn't. It wasn't the scarecrow. It was a white puff. Am I in trouble?
No.
What the heck was that? Oh, Ghostbusters.
I don't know, but no, you're not in trouble, no.
Do you see puffs?
No,
I don't see puffs.
Well, I don't know what else to call it. I told you years ago, I've got a picture through my window in my home in Montana of my roses out in the garden. And when it was a Polaroid. Mm-hmm. And when it developed, there was the figure of a white apparition, a puff, a white being, a white, I don't know what to call it. It was in the shape of, what would you call it, a spirit? Like in a sheet? That's it.
I believe in ghosts because sometimes you can see the ghost. I see many times ghosts when I'm walking, I see shadows. And you know, it's female, male, or children. And it's very unusual.
Okay, mine, I can't tell male, female, or children. No. But are they, what are ghosts?
Ghosts is, can I say, this any spirit.
Then
want to reveal something. Sometimes they have a message and they cannot do it. But we can able to see ghosts. Yes. But we don't know what specific if this the purpose.
Wow.
But I see a lot of ghosts all the time.
Like, well, they like you.
And my dogs start barking like crazy. And it's fascinating. They don't harm you, know.
So, you know, now that you mention it, you know where Sonny Cool Cat sleeps on my bed? He's in there now. At 3 o'clock, 3:30, every morning, he pops up. And then it's about then that I always get up and you say, light a candle, because that's Granny coming. And that's when James Mason's came to see me this morning. I'm sorry, Joey Pals. You will enjoy this so much when you go have a conversation with Lalo. First of all, his house is very spiritual, and I think mine is too.
You have a spiritual home, yes. It's
and you will
of energy, maybe because you have so much energy.
Oh. But when you go have a reading with Lalo in his very peaceful, spiritual little nook that's just marvelous, you'll have some of these joys. It becomes revealed to you. Not completely, not like Lalo can do it, but it's still joyful.
It is joyful. I want to remind somebody, when you come to the reading or anybody's for a reading, make sure that you have your, your energy light up, because if you have the energy low, the spirits don't come to us. And this is what I want to remind people. Come with an enthusiastic and don't let down your spirit.
That's good.
Because spirit don't communicate.
Wow. That may be why. Because you and I are pretty happy. That's why we see so many. Those kids are having a party. What's the phone number?
760-401-1810.
That's right. 401-1810. Lalo Tachikin, Lalo at lalovisions.com. That's easier. L-A-L-O. I had to learn to spell Tachikin, but that's okay. Lalo at lalo, L-A-L-O visions.com.